All right. You did good.
It was curling where I met him. Holy Christ, I can't forget him. He was throwing stones down sheet 5 with the rocks in the center. We knew we could do better. Meeting my curling man made me feel so alive. Here you go. Got it.
It's been a long summer. It was a nice fall. The snow is now falling, and it is cold as a sumbitch out there.
We're about to issue our first correction already. It was too short of a summer. It went super fast.
It did, but I mean, we had nice weather for a while.
We did. Abnormally nice weather. I can't believe it rained more than 2 times.
Yeah, well, it was.
I had a green lawn.
Yeah, I had to cut it a lot.
My wife did, yeah.
Yeah. I like sitting on the zero turn.
Well, I would enjoy
you don't it. Actually you just sit on the zero turn in your yard.
Yeah, I don't actually care. Cut it. It's a
good kill. Seat.
But we're back. Season 3.
Episode 1,
Between Two Sheets. Third time's a charm. First season, we were rookies. Our second season was actually really good. I was quite happy with the turnout. This is going to be our best season to date.
We still haven't figured out how to introduce ourselves.
I'm Nolan Axton.
I'm Wes Mason.
I'm Clay Felden.
The three hacks of the Minot Curling Club. Was a good year, though. Good summer. And I'm excited to be back. It feels like home here.
Okay, let's get in. Where do we leave off last year?
First thing I actually wanted to say is last night we almost had a name change for our podcast. This is the story I wanted to tell you.
Your reaction. Okay.
So we had some remodels done in the club this year, and we'll talk about them a little bit later, but we got a new ladies' bathroom with a changing area and like a pump room for moms that are breastfeeding.
Technically, we got a new men's bathroom.
We do got a new men's bathroom.
Nobody cares about that,
but we'll talk
about
that later. Yeah. Clay had the bright idea that we actually turn that into our podcast area.
Oh my God, that is great, because you can block out the noise in there.
Great acoustics, great views.
Oh.
But I said we would have to change the name to Utterly Ridiculous, a podcast recorded live in the milk room at the Minot Curling Club.
I wish you could see Wes's expression.
I wish you could see
his face. And people ask, why did we need a women's change?
So that was the story I wanted to tell you, because I wanted to get your reaction. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Where did we leave it off last year? I think we recorded our final episode from Clay's basement.
I was teeing you guys up to talk about your championship, so I'll talk about mine. I'm a C-League City champ coming in this year to defend my title.
Congratulations. That was a great season.
It was an okay season.
It was a good year. I mean, when you walk away as a champion, your champion doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah.
The Drill Chem team took our second city championship in a row.
Plaque's already up.
So hoping to get a good repeat this year. We're getting our season's kind of just getting underway here. We're actually recording our first podcast of the season during our second open house event of the year.
Yep.
Last night was a good one. Real good turnout. We had the youth open house. Minot Parks was down here. A bunch of young kids. It was fun to see the young faces out here, which, I mean, that's kind of why we all do what we do, right? It's just to kind of keep the sport going on. Tonight, a lot of new people still. Busy.
Great turnout.
Busy turnout, yeah. And tomorrow we have one more. So obviously you probably won't hear this before, but if you somehow listen to the podcast tomorrow morning and you haven't made it down, we do have one more open house tomorrow night.
That would be Wednesday, the 27th of November, 2024.
Yep. Yes. And then we're off for Thanksgiving, which people from my country call Thursday. And back at it for league start on Monday.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I actually got 2 Thanksgiving this year because I got Canadian Thanksgiving with the in-laws. Yeah.
I celebrated Canadian Thanksgiving down here. We had chili in the camper. Mom and Dad were down.
The traditional dish of Canada.
Yeah.
Chili.
Yeah. Authentic Canadian chili.
It's as good as any, I suppose. So off-season, though. Off-season stuff. We had another great golf tournament, the annual Minot Curling Club golf outing, we call it. Because I think competition or tournament is a little steep for what we do out there on the Velvestar City Golf Course. But that was great. We had, I think, over 40 people again. Yeah. We had like 2 or 3 holes in the 9-hole course, had 2 teams on them. So that's a comfortable number and good turnout, good meal. gave out some sweet prizes. You know, we like to give out the lawn chairs and the hammocks and all things summer at that. And then we had a nice fundraiser baseball outing. Was that in July we did that one in?
That was the second weekend of July. Second week of July.
Second week of July. Yeah, Kit was running that. And I can't remember. We raised a couple $100 for the club, though, right?
It worked out well because we actually ran into a lightning delay. The game didn't start for, what were we, an hour and a half late?
Yeah.
Nothing better to do other than buying raffle tickets for the crew.
Worked out really well.
And they're good to work with, too. Both of us. Shout out to Star City and the Hot Tots. Just a couple good organizations to do an event with.
Who ended up winning that golf tournament, just to hit back on that? Was that the Jersey Boys? The Steenerson Brothers?
I think the Steenerson Brothers.
Out of the woodworks, coming in their first, I think that was the first time they played in the golf tournament.
I think so, but like that's their normal thing. They like do softball, they golfed, and they're like, we were looking for something to do in the winter, so we picked up curling.
Curling, yeah.
Is that foreshadowing for their curling season this year? Do you think?
We'll see.
I beat them in the playdowns for the C championship. Yep. I can't remember if they were semi or finals.
They've came a long way.
Yeah, I think if they're Wednesdays, we should bump them up into the upper league.
I think they're all Mondays.
Is it Mondays?
I think they're Monday nights, But yeah, good off season. We, like I mentioned earlier when I was telling the story to Wes to get his reaction, some club renovations as well.
Mm-hmm.
We redid our upstairs bathrooms to just make them a little more homey, give the gals a nice space to change if need be, where they're not in the view of the public eye, like where all of us like to take our pants off.
Give the girls privacy to change where they don't have to look at us, more importantly.
Now, since I've been telling everybody, there was one, I don't know if you call it an error, but there is one spot where if you're standing in the right line, you can see about 2 inches into the changing room. So I don't know if you should have extended that wall just a little bit further, but there's just one little gap. So
keep in mind, Wes stood outside of that changing room testing this for a good half hour.
Mm-hmm. Just to find the right angles?
Yep.
I was a teenager once. A little bit of side boob, that'll get you through.
A little bit of side boob goes a long way, right?
A little further than 2 inches.
If you don't know, this is a podcast about a local curling club, and this is what we talk about. So,
yeah, no, back to the remodel, though. We took out the smoker's lounge, where the one couch that made it through the other remodel we did during COVID was in the freezer. I don't know where'd the freezer end up. Is that in the kitchen?
It's in the beverage room.
Makes more sense, putting it in there with the other coolers. It looks good. It's like the only section of like clean drywall in the building now. Looks nice. I think there's still some furnishing to do in there, but the bathrooms got redid, men's and women's upstairs. So new potties, new vanities.
Yeah, it looks pretty good in there, actually. It's a nice... I was a little skeptical. I know what needed to be done, but...
We got to either dirty up the light fixture or paint it a little bit or something. It's way too bright in the men's room. Because you're going to be stumbling from the shirt sleeve in there.
I got a feature for you.
And you're going to go blind.
Wait till you see it. There's a nightlight feature in that light. I'll show it to you after this. I thought of this. Don't worry.
Schwanky.
All three of us are just going to walk into the men's bathroom together.
Since we got a new toilet, that must mean our Between Two Sheets podcast sticker is no longer on the toilet in the men's room.
Yep. So that's one of the furnishings that still needs to be completed.
It's something to aim at. Yep. Yep.
Well, I hope you were aiming at it. It was on the back of the toilet seat.
Oh, jeez.
Got aimed at plenty.
I think
aimed
it did.
At plenty.
thanks to Angie Rosted for cleaning our curling club.
Big shout out to Superior Cleaning.
What else? Ice is in. We had a little mishap with the ice. Do we want to talk about that, or is it just kind of a little fresh one?
Come on down to the club. You'll see it.
You'll see it, but you know what? The ice is playing well.
Yeah, the ice is playing fine.
It runs really good.
Here's the fun one. We were all out of town that weekend, so it wasn't any of us.
Yep.
But you know what? You know what looks really great out there? The new decals.
We got new vinyls, new circles.
Yes, yeah. You were working hard selling those and getting them ordered, right? Yeah.
We got new circles here. We got Credence Energy, Summit ESP, and right behind me, beautiful Evolution.
Yeah, I like
beautiful new green and black one. That's a
really
great-looking house.
If you're like me, they're all oil services companies or adjacent. So,
But, and then...
We do regularly host API, American Petroleum Institute, meetings here, too.
We do.
So we're in. We
got their decal, too.
Yep.
So that's kind of club itself, like the building itself and the ice surface. Those are the updates there. Any other updates we got as far as anything new coming to the Curling Club this year?
Well, one thing you should mark your calendar for is next week, December 6th and 7th, we're doing the inaugural Mighty Mallard Club Spiel.
Ooh.
So this is a big one, and this is a brainchild of your podcast boys truly. This is going to be like a Ryder Cup style
Continental Cup
yep. curling tournament. The idea is you come and you're going to get assigned to a league, and in your league you'll get to play with new people every game. You'll get to curl three games. The rules will be a little bit different each one, kind of a modified scoring. You'll get different opponents each match. It's going to be a good time. I think you said what, $20 to register? Sign up through our website. I got a form on there. It's going to be laid back. We're not advertising far and wide. We're just calling it a club spiel, but really, if you're here and you want to come curl, I'm not going to say no to you. Just come on down.
Yeah, just kind of get some members or locals out to do a little curling, a little bragging rights early in the year, right?
Yeah, so that Friday, we're saying first draw probably about 6 o'clock. We'll finalize that with the people that registered and let them know exactly when it starts. Most likely just play one game Friday night. We'll have some entertainment of some kind. I think we're leaning towards
bingo. Bingo.
Yeah, so if you got a bingo machine, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to try and steal the Velva Senior Center's one. They got a nice set. And then Saturday, we said we were going to probably do a late morning start because we're not too crunched for time. We're going to serve a lunch. That'll be included in your entry fee. Wrap up, hand out some fabulous prizes, and it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time.
Fabulous prizes.
And you got to see, if you haven't seen it yet, you at least got to pop on our website and look at the logo that me and Nolan spent like a whole evening typing prompts into ChatGPT or whatever service we use
to AI
generate a sweet AI duck.
Yeah,
well, I really appreciate the fact that you included nipples on this mallard.
We didn't. It AI wasn't in the prompt. Oh. I was like, show me a picture of a jacked mallard duck standing on an ice surface next to a curling broom.
Yeah, no, it looks good. I honestly think we got to put that on some swag.
Yeah, we should. A little bit late at this point, but yeah, we should.
Late,
we should.
We have the picture now.
Yeah, this is only the inaugural one, so we can always add that in later.
The inaugural first annual is what we called it. So, and it's the fun thing is we're going to play some different styles of games too. So it's not just going to be normal curling matchups. We're going to play a normal game. We're going to play.
Yep.
It won't be mixed doubles. It'll be doubles.
Yep.
And then we're going to play a skins game as well. So you get to see some different styles of curling games that are out there.
Yeah. What we decided for the leagues. So you're either going to be in the Ducklings or the Quackers. So when you sign up, we ask your birthday. That's why. So we can put a old timers and a young bucks leagues together. And you'll be representing for your generation. Or generation adjacent.
See if youth can beat experience or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
What are your predictions?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
Whichever league I fall in is going to be the one that wins.
Yeah.
Yep.
We could very well be different leagues, and we're close in age.
We are.
So we got to take a look and see how the sign-ups
is. Yeah, we really do.
Yeah. If you haven't registered, we're going to probably throw an invite or an event up on our Facebook page as well, just to make sure everybody that's part of our club that wants to be part of it can be part of it.
So. Yeah, and we got our minimum that we said we needed to have to do the event, which was 20. So we're right there right now. We can comfortably do another 20, and then I don't know. I'd never probably turn anybody away. We'll make it work. So get signed up.
Yeah, if you haven't signed up for that, the other thing, I know Clay, this is one thing that you like to talk about is registration for league itself.
I love it. Love it.
Remember when I was going to do that, and then I think you just went, man, Wes really isn't on top of this. Let me start checking on things and then just doing them. And I like it. I did see it, and I felt bad. And then I went, I got other crap.
Yeah, you were doing nice stuff.
Yeah, I can salvage our season.
That's okay.
So how are we looking for registration there?
Registration, we are full on Wednesday already. We have 21 teams already, so we're already into the bye weeks.
We can do 22 before we can. Actually.
We'd prefer not to, but we can.
Don't. Are you sure? Because then each league has their own bye every week.
Yes, we definitely can. But okay. But we have space, though, on Monday and Thursday.
Yes.
Monday's filling up quickly, I have noticed. I got another two teams here just today. Thursday, we have plenty of space.
Yeah.
And I have noticed that a bunch of our newer teams are signing up for Thursdays. So, any new viewers, it's a good one.
So Monday and Thursday, we got plenty of space open. Mm-hmm. Maybe one spot open for Wednesday if you want to sneak into the Wednesday leagues. But
yeah.
And when does registration need to be due by?
Thanksgiving Day. American Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
Thursday.
The 28th of November.
Sure.
Yes.
It changes every year. I'm not. That sounds
right. Yeah, it's the 28th. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, today's. I think today is the 26th, okay, if I remember correctly. So, cool. Other topics, I guess. I mean, we got a fun season of our regular stuff coming up. I can't read that far away, Wes. I'm sorry. So,
oh boy,
you're gonna have to do our segue here.
I don't know which one we're segueing to. We kind of already tapped most of them.
Well, league starts next week.
December second.
First week's on the second.
First night's on the second.
Yeah, exactly.
Monday, December 2nd is the first night of league play.
Yeah, so if you signed
that
up,
is exhibition night. You need to be there, otherwise we will consider your team backed out. And you probably won't get on the schedule, or you'll be getting a call.
Yeah, unless you notified us.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. So you got to come down. And that's when, you know, you do want to come too if you're in like the Monday and Thursday especially, because that's when they have the decision, hey, do we start at 6:30? Do we push it to 7 if there's only one draw? And if you want to have a say in that,
if you're a Thursday night team and you don't show up and voice your opinion on starting time, Monica will start everybody at 4 p.m.
Well, yeah, it's right after supper for someone her age.
Exactly.
Gotcha, Monica.
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen. Yeah. See, that'd be torture for her listening to us in her off time.
Yeah, I'm excited for league this year, though. It'll be fun. That's it. I hope we get Monday and Thursday filled up to at least what we had last year.
I think so. I think Monday's looking really promising and we'll be right back up. I'm really hoping we get a good push with all these open house nights for Thursday.
With the turnout, I mean, I really hope so as well.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've heard, I've talked to a few teams that have curled on the Mondays or the Thursdays, and they're actually migrating over to the Wednesdays. I've heard of a couple teams that are switching over. They want to curl against the big boys. They want to try us out. Us as in our team and your team as well, Wes.
My favorite night curling was always Thursdays. I just was a fan of Thursdays, but my farmers can't make that work, so, you know, I'm on Wednesdays. Monday was always chill, too. That was when I'd do my newbie team.
What are your farmers doing in December?
Well, it's actually the farmers' wives. The one has orchestra practice on Thursday night, so he has to watch the kids then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Hoops and Teresa. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah,
I dropped out of orchestra because I really liked curling.
It wasn't asked to come back.
Possibly.
They were like, you know, first chair, your chair, you wouldn't even see it.
Yeah.
It's in the parking lot.
They put me back by the piccolo.
Hey, speaking of that, this year we actually got to get together and record our intro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we always talked that we were going to do the intro. I mean, I like my wife singing, personally. We could stick with that. But
we could.
It would be fun to get Clay on the fiddle.
Should we write a song? We talked about starting a band. I was going to buy a steel guitar. Remember that phase I went through last year? I was going to buy a steel guitar.
Didn't I offer to give you mine?
The best way to go about this might be the same way as making the Mighty Mallard itself. I have AI write some great songs.
That's true.
AI writes some songs. That's true. That is true. Okay, well, I'm trying to think. We're going to riff here. I'm going to touch on the ice making. I do want to say you come down and you're going to see that the paint ran a little bit. You know, what had happened was we painted. We use a water-based paint, spray it on, and then you missed it, and then you put the circles and lines in, and then you missed it some more, and then you drop a flood on. The first flood was dropped on too early, so it soaked down, melted up that frozen paint, and kind of ran a little bit. And then when I got back from deer hunting, we had still been flooding, and so that suspended paint had been rising up at the top. So we put a stop to that, and we did like 12 mists to trap all that junk down below, and then we slapped a finishing flood on it, and I was really impressed where we got the ice to from where I came in, what, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
Like, my first rock I threw out there, I just did my little ice makers test push from the hack, and I hit the hack on the other side. Usually that stops right around the hog or before, and I'm like, well, at least she's fast, and she's definitely straight, so.
It's, fast and straight. I mean, we're getting a little more swing now that there's been some rocks going up and down, and I've noticed that the last couple nights. It's good. It doesn't look the way that I want it to look in my mind.
No, especially when you went from
how it plays.
Especially if you were there for paint night and you put in time and effort making it, and you saw this beautiful bright white surface, and then you came like 8 days later, and you know it looked like somebody spilled paint on the concrete and smeared it around.
Just took a mop out there.
Just took a mop.
It looks good.
You know, but I think about what it used to look like most of the time, and with the old lights, you know, we're just doing a throwback season, I guess, for the visuals.
Yeah.
Are we hosting any state spiels this year, by the way?
No, we're off this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice, relaxing year.
Yeah. What a good year, though, to, like, have the bad-looking ice. Yeah, because nobody else is going to see it except us.
So we're going to get some, like, semi-pro team come out of Regina or something next year, or this for the shirt sleeve, and they're going to look at our ice and be like, we're never coming back to this place.
They would have said that anyways after just talking
to us. After going undefeated in the show.
After, not getting scored on. Like, the team that won it last year.
They'd be like, they didn't even have a space for us to foam roll before our match. Yeah, we had to do it in the hallway.
In the parking lot. That sounds par for Canada.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the Bonspiels and stuff, I got the camper this spring, and she's got heat in her, so as long as you're okay with, like, having limited water and bathroom facilities, I got the Mallard Mobile for doing Bonspiel. The Parker in the parking lot.
Let's talk
about Spiel Mobile.
The Mallard Spiel Mobile.
Let's throw out some tentative plans. So we have our Bonspiels here this year, the regulars, aside from the Mighty Mallard, which we talked about already. Rolling the Curl for the Cure, which is the ladies' Bonspiel. I believe that's at the end of January. I don't know the dates off the top of my head. We'll talk more about it throughout the season.
We'll get there.
Super Bowl weekend typically is when we have Winterfest.
Yep.
And then at the end of March will be
Shirtsleeve,
like we always have. So those are our three Bonspiels in town here. If you're from out of town and you listen, sign up for at least the Shirtsleeve. It's an absolute blast.
I've got big news, actually. I haven't even told anybody on the board yet, but the Sentry, the Minot Air Force Base paper, wants to sponsor a military Bonspiel.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I threw it in the calendar because we'd picked out a date, and I was like, oh, I'll try to run it by everybody, but I don't see any issue if somebody else is sponsoring it. And, we got people, so.
That sounds...
Yeah, we're actually going to host a military spiel.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, we'll talk about that one.
There we go.
No, that's I'm excited.
I just figured this was a great time to drop it. I've been forgetting to tell you guys. So.
No drum roll or anything. You just threw it at us.
Boom.
I like it.
Another Bond spiel.
Jesus. But talk about it. I'm down for doing a little bit of traveling this year. I got weekends off again, finally, so.
Yeah, are we doing Fortuna?
So I hunted up in that area this year. I spent a little time in the Fortuna Bar because where I was camping had zero service. So just to communicate with the outside world, I had to be a barfly. And I got talking to some guys that curl up in that area. And they say the Fortuna Bonspiel, the open one that they have in January, is an absolute blast.
So
it's either that one or Crosby.
They
pushed me towards the Fortuna one. They said it might be a little bit more fun. And I said, I like curling anywhere.
I've talked to a lot of guys at the Crosby Club. Yeah. They make it sound like fun.
Well, they got a beautiful facility, right?
Yeah, they do that triathlon thing there, too, that I guess is just a last man standing.
Yeah.
Good times.
So I'd like to do one of those. And then I'm going to travel back to Radville this year. If you guys want to go, we can take a full team. If not, there's always the boys back there. But have a good
night. Yeah, I'd like to do Radville again.
Any plans to travel for Bonspiel?
When's Radville again?
It's usually the week or 2 weeks before Shirtsleeve.
Okay.
It's a good time. There's a motel was in an old credit union. And
insurance building.
You have a private bathroom.
Private
insurance building.
Everybody.
Otherwise, the other one that I always get invites to is the Last Chance out in Hibbing.
Right after the shirt sleeve, yeah.
So that would actually be a really cool one to go to.
That's a men's spiel.
Some big names show up to
big
that.
Big names show up
one.
To that one. Yeah. So we got some options there.
Yeah.
Jared Allen went to that one year.
He's a big-time curler now, hey?
I don't know about that, but he sure gets attention for it.
He was in the men's playdowns last year.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
He killed an elk with a spear.
He seems like that kind of guy.
If you can do that, I mean, you're no schlump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out the video. It's on YouTube.
I will have to do that now.
I've never seen it. That sounds awesome. So, yeah, quick little intro into what we got going on this year. Just to let you guys know we're back. You guys have a good off season. You do anything fun? Anything you want to touch on? Any bright points from your summer and or fall and or hunting season?
I got a camper and did some camping this year. That was good.
Yep. Nice fifth wheel. Yeah, I've seen it. That's a good setup.
It is a nice setup. Yep.
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 I did the same thing. Wasn't a fifth wheel.
Wasn't a fifth wheel. A little bumper pull.
A little bumper pull.
Did some camping.
Yep.
I did not get a camper, but...
next year.
There is always next year.
I'm still thinking about... I'm more of a tent guy. I'm just going to buy myself a tent and a wood stove.
You're over 30 now. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camper I stay in for hunting's not
do you,
my size
friendly. Do you go camping with your wife? Is your wife okay with a tent?
She's okay with a tent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for now.
Hmm. Okay.
So we'll see how long that lasts.
I was just thinking about what that'd be like.
Just but, when you wake up or like the entire time?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, looking forward into the year. I don't think we got any big plans for the podcast. You're going to get more of the same, and you're going to like it.
Try and touch base with some random clubs, some new clubs, old clubs. We'll find some interviews. We'll keep you entertained throughout the year.
Yeah, we got people. I got people from last year that I never even followed through with getting on. Yeah, yeah. We got plenty of content.
Yeah. So stay tuned and register. If you haven't registered for the Mighty Mallard or for League,
do it now.
Do it now, or else Clay is going to be angry, and when he gets mad, it's just not fun.
Mm. I can't wait to be posting passive-aggressive comments.
So yeah,
that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, we got the TV, too. You can do the naughty list on the TV and then, like, post their pictures up there.
That's a great feature. Wes did set up
we'll find some mugshots.
Yep.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys I got another broke TV? Same problem. Mm-hmm. One strip down, it doesn't work. My coworkers got it, so we can put a second one up, too.
That's a great idea. For those of you that can't see this, because none of you can see this.
Our viewers
can't see it.
Yeah.
Wes does have a brand new, not brand new, brand new to the club TV posted right in the corner here. And the idea is we can put everybody on the naughty list on that.
Mm-hmm.
I almost was on there. I registered today.
I forgot
about it.
Yeah, faces, home addresses, phone numbers, you know, we'll let you know, you know.
Yeah.
Won't be ambiguous.
Yep, and you will be shamed. You will be singled out publicly.
All right. Well,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
So, more to come. Like I said, we try to do these weekly until we get really busy at the end of the year, and then you won't hear from us for about a month. But we'll be around. If you have any topics or anything you want us to talk about, let us know. You can hit us up on all of our socials.
Yep.
That we haven't necessarily started, but just message the Curling Club Facebook page, and we'll find it. So, yeah, that's season 3, episode 1. Back and better than ever.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.